Welcome here to the inauguration of a very special show. And it's fitting to use the word inauguration when you're talking about America, the American Athletic Conference. And this show that I have chosen to name Stars and Stripes to honor the American Athletic Conference and honor America in general. The stars and stripes that represent our freedom. The stars and stripes that represent humanity's quest to be treated as people, for that to have a positive meaning, to do something that had never been done before, to create America. Well, the American Athletic Conference, they're doing something that's never been done before as well. The American Athletic Conference did not exist a few years back. So it's fitting to have America in the title because we weren't always Americans, but we worked hard to be. And the American Athletic Conference is working hard to not only be in your eye, on your TV set, teams that you know, teams that you respect, but doing things the right way with a hard-fought effort. So it has been an honor and a privilege to cover the American Athletic Conference since its institution. And it will continue to be an honor and a privilege to do so. So I proudly bring you from the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family that's brought you Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, I proudly usher in Stars and Stripes, a show dedicated solely to the American Athletic Conference. And you will get your first feel of exactly what that means right after you hear from the phenomenal partners that help make Stars and Stripes possible.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today. Welcome back here to Stars and Stripes, dedicated to the American Athletic Conference coverage right here where you won't get it anywhere else like this on WakeUpCallDT.com and your WakeUpCallDT free show app that you can download for any Apple products by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile for any Apple products, iPod, iPad, iPhone. WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. And for everyone that uses the Google Play Store, simply search WakeUpCallDT, all one word, WakeUpCall, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas, and get the free show app. Over 400 shows, and they continue to be added, never deleted. If you miss a show, it's always on. 24/7, 365. Even in those years where there's a February 29th, the shows are always there for you. They're always on, so it feels live in that moment for you whenever you get your opportunity to listen to it. Whether you're sitting down at home, at work, on a jog, driving in the car, wherever you may be, you never lose the signal. And it has the excitement of being live in that moment that you listen to it. So thank you for those that downloaded the Wake Up Call DT app for free. Make sure you do so if you have not. And of course, for those listening on WakeUpCallDT.com, I thank you as I proudly bring you Stars and Stripes, a new show joining the Wake Up Call family and the Dansetora Broadcast Media family dedicated to the American Athletic Conference. And starting off first here to the football coaches, this Stars and Stripes episode will connect with the football coaches around the American Athletic Conference, audio coming courtesy of the American Athletic Conference teleconference that I participate in each week. So first and foremost, you will hear my conversation with Tom Mason, the Southern Methodist Mustangs, better known as SMU, their interim head coach, with me right here on Stars and Stripes, Tom Mason of SMU.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
Doing well. I know you just talked a little bit about the team obviously losing this game and having, you know, six straight that they've lost. But as far as making strides, you've talked about that with me before. Do you see any improvements, or did you take anything positive away despite a loss like that? I mean, are you seeing any areas that are maybe going in the right direction?
Well, I think so. You know, defensively, I think our kids are just trying too hard. I mean, we've got some pretty good defensive kids on this team, and they're making mistakes that they don't have to make. They're trying to do too much, and I think once we get that straightened out, that's going to be a positive for us. And you know, we got to take care of the ball on offense. We had three turnovers there, and then we had a turnover in a kicking game that gave up field position and everything like that. And if we can eliminate that, I thought our offense drove the ball pretty well at times. We just got to get scores when we get down there. So, you know, at this point in the season, looking for small wins, and, you know, there was a few of them in that game, and the only thing you can do as a coach now is just stay positive with the kids and just keep trying to get better, and hopefully it'll be enough to get you a win.
How is the environment right now around the team, knowing that you're still in that quest for the first win?
Well, I think the environment's still pretty good. That's the thing you always worry about when you're an interim head coach, is that everything collapses around you, because I've been through it before. And I think the attitude of the kids is still really good. You know, we've got some character kids on this program, and, you know, they're in a tough situation too. So I'm happy with it right now. As long as we keep being positive and enthusiastic and wanting to play, then we're going to be okay. We'll find a way to win 2-3 of these games down the road.
Next here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your WakeUpCallDT app is Bob Diaco of the UConn Huskies, and my conversation with him, audio courtesy once again of the American Athletic Conference teleconference.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
Good. Thanks for asking. You talked a little bit about the bye week and a little bit about some improvements you made in your last game. What are some of the biggest accomplishments, to go a little bit deeper into bye week, that you felt like you got out of your team here with the break?
You know, I would say that, we were able to just focus on fundamentals, foot action and blocking and hand placement and all that. And that has that emphasis for the last few weeks, a month or so, has allowed us now to kind of take the next step, maybe put a little bit more stuff in as it relates to our systems. So that overall is a good thing, specifically talking about the offensive line. So we've got a really young offensive line. So they're just trying to figure out how to move properly. And when that's the case, it's hard to move forward with your installation. But as they get better in those areas, we can add some more tools to their toolbox.
When you talk about the youth of the offensive line and just getting them to move properly, where were they at going into the season that you still have a little bit of struggle with fundamentals? I mean, I know you talked to them about them being young, but were they where you needed them to be? Because it kind of sounds like they've been growing as the season's been progressing.
Yeah, but here's what happens. You can't work on two things at once. And that's what's important to understand, especially in your power positions with the O-line and D-line. And it extends to really all positions, but the big skill positions also, linebackers, tight ends. What happens is when you're working on your skill development, you're not working on your physical development. And the players are deficient in both areas, young players. So they don't have strength and conditioning and that core strength necessary to really whip their individual matchup, but they also need fundamental work. So when you're working on your physical development, you're not working on your skill development. When you're working on your skill development, you're not working on your physical development. So normally it's a couple-year process for a power player to get proficient enough to whip his individual matchup, because you need both components to get this job done.
And then as far as some of the struggles that have happened with the team, has the biggest enemy been UConn itself? Obviously, the opponents that you've gone up against, you, they're all different. But would you say that you've beaten yourself more than other teams have beaten you? How do you kind of assess that?
I don't take any credit away from the teams we've played. But every game has been a battle to the end. We haven't been whipped in any game. Every game has been a fourth-quarter struggle. Predominantly, in almost every game we've spotted the opponent, somewhere between 7 and 16 points of uncontested scores. So you tell me. I mean, if you're paying attention out there, when you have turnovers on the plus 49, the plus 26, and the plus 24, and you lose the game 12-3, there's no doubt that that's the case. So, I don't know, at the point that will stop, which it will. We got young players predominantly at the point of attack of all those plays. When those stop, we'll see. I would imagine, if we continue in the other areas, we'll be a hard team to beat. When we stop beating ourselves.
Hi, Coach. Just following up here, I know we talked about some of the improvements and some of the things you feel like you've been doing right. Offensively, where have you seen some of that leadership step up in this being your first season? What guys have you really tried to see push that? And I know there's been turnover, but who have you seen really progress so far?
In terms of their play or in terms of leadership? You asked about mentioned leadership.
Right, yeah. Well, their leadership, I guess what I'm saying is leadership on the field. Some of those guys making the right moves forward.
And in terms of play increasing, there's not one player that's not improving his play. They're all getting better. Our offensive line, Andreas gets better every day. I mean, Andreas is a guy that, you know, you look at, and not only is he brand new to football in general, but, you know, he had been recruited to play D-line here, had played no offensive line. Now we have him as lined up at tackle, and so he's been playing offensive tackle for a few weeks. So, I mean, every day is like a new day for him. Every day he learns something new to help his game along. So we've got two true freshmen that we play inside at guard, the guard positions. They get better every day. We've got three true freshmen at tight end, or three freshmen at tight end to go along with Sean. Those guys get better every day. The running backs, two true freshman running backs, they get better every day. So, I mean, I can't necessarily pinpoint any one person that their game is not moving forward.
Next up is East Carolina Pirates head coach Ruffin McNeil here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT app. Ruffin McNeil here with me from the American Athletic Conference teleconference.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Doing well. I know you spoke about, you know, getting rid of some of those nicks and bruises in the bye week. What are some of the other things that you were able to take out of the bye week? I know a lot of the coaches have talked about fundamental work and getting back to basics. What did you really see that you could take out positively from that week?
Oh, that was good. It was just like the rest of the coaches. We talk fundamental play on all three sides of the ball. That was good. Trying to improve execution of our all three teams, special teams as well, offensively and defensively. You know, you have a chance to self-scout and see what you're doing pretty good, what's effective and what's ineffective, and we had a chance to focus on that a little bit as well. And but it was just like the rest of the coaches, it's the fundamental part that you always have to you never neglect or never forget, and we focus on that mainly, but also trying to improve execution of our offense, the defensive, and special team schemes.
And then as far as some of those, I know you, when you look at a team, you never look at anything as perfect. I know you've always been pushing your team to go one step farther. What are some of those pieces that, despite the fact that you've had such a successful season so far, what are some of those pieces that you really wanted to see an improvement of when you look more specifically into offense, defense, and special teams, some of those areas that you want to see improve?
Well, penalties is one thing that we've been pretty good at really after the second year here. And, you know, we break down penalties in three ways. One are administrative penalties, which would be considered an offsides or alignment, that type of thing. And then the second one is a technique penalty, like, for example, holding or face mask by a defensive guy, by moving your feet. Those things can be corrected. And then penalties that are penalties that can be what we call selfish penalties. And so we we can get better at our making sure we correct the technique penalties and the administrative penalties. So that was one of the things we knew we had to correct. Again, always emphasizing trying to play 11-man football on all three sides of the ball. Everybody just doing their job and taking pride in that and not trying to do someone else's job. You know, that's what happens a lot of times. Those two were the major things that we focused on as a staff.
Bill Blankenship could not make it onto the American Athletic Conference teleconference this week from the Tulsa Golden Hurricane. He was traveling for an event, so we will not hear from Bill this week on Stars and Stripes, but we will hear from the rest of the coaches that make up the American Athletic Conference, and we will go to Tony Levine of the Houston Cougars coming up next here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT free app, available for Apple products as well as any product using the Google Play Store. Free there, Wake Up Call DT. We'll be back after these partners speak with you about their great services in connection with Dan Totora Broadcast Media.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreisigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreisig Lady Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreisigLady.com is the right fit for you. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com.
Welcome back here to Stars and Stripes, the show dedicated to the American Athletic Conference. Brought to you here on Dansatora Broadcast Media's Wake Up Call DT.com, as well as the Wake Up Call DT free app. Thank you so much for tuning in to the inaugural show of Stars and Stripes, proudly right here brought to you by all of the partners of Dansatora Broadcast Media that you've been hearing from throughout the show and that you will hear from as we continue here. But coming up before that, Tony Levine, Houston Cougars head coach, my conversation with him from the American Athletic Conference teleconference is playing for you right now.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Great, Dan. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Obviously, Temple had scored almost 40 points each of their first two conference games. Your defense holds them to 10. What did you see out of your defense and how they were able to handle some things from Temple that other teams struggled with?
Well, you know, a couple things. I mean, I give Temple a lot of credit. Coming into our game, they had hit quite a few. Saying explosive plays or big plays really doesn't do justice. They were getting 50, 60, 70-yard plays really in all the games leading up to ours, and still got a couple against us, which had been uncharacteristic of what we had done defensively. One of our goals going into every game is to not give up explosive plays, and we did that. And I can certainly credit Temple for their scheme and their the calls at the right time and getting them in the hands of their explosive playmakers. But I think defensively it was a little bit unique, and this was the first game we entered without really the nation's career leader in tackles, Derek Matthews, who was out for the season, and then our starting corner/safety, Lee Hightower. So we had some young men step up, and I thought we tackled extremely well. Again, I thought the turnovers were certainly critical in the game, and I thought for the most part we did a good job against their running game. So, you know, we were able, I thought, to get them in some down and distances where we felt like they were a little bit more favorable to us defensively, and you know, weren't on the field much. Part of that, I've been here in a program, Dan, 7 years, and in my 7 years here overall as both an assistant as a head coach, I don't think we've ever had a time of possession offensively at 43 minutes. So, you know, I think if you can keep your offense on the field 43 minutes and allow your defense to be on the field 17, you know, you have a chance to keep that side of the ball fresh. And I think the combination of what I just mentioned, taking the football away, tackling extremely well, and being effective against the run, all played a big part of what we did defensively.
And then I know you brought up your quarterback, Ward, and just what you've seen from him, not only in the last two games, but in his growth overall, how he's progressed and really started to become a leader for you even more so.
Well, I think, and again, that's an outstanding Temple defense. So, you know, I mentioned this the last 2 weeks or so. I mean, Greg Ward last spring was a full-time receiver. This past summer was a full-time receiver. When training camp started in August, he joined the quarterback meetings, but still had a limited role at quarterback until 2 weeks ago. So the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to become. And I think that he definitely took a major step from game one to game two for him in terms of a starting quarterback. I mean, 29 of 33. I've also been here, you know, talking about 7 years. I hadn't seen many quarterbacks in my 20-year career complete 88% of their passes in a game. Certainly not against a defense like Temple's, a top 20 defense. And a top, I think, 5 defense in passing efficiency defense. So, you know, the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to get, the more comfortable his 10 teammates around him on the field are becoming. Yeah, I think he's making great decisions in terms of when to throw the ball, who to throw it to, when to tuck it and run. I think his ball security was very good in this last game. And when you talk about leadership, you know, some people are born with those type of leadership skills and abilities. I think Greg Ward is someone that fits that mold.
Next up here on Stars and Stripes is Tommy Tuberville, Cincinnati Bearcats head coach, here in my coverage of the American Athletic Conference. You're listening here to Dan Tatora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com in a new show completely dedicated to the American Athletic Conference, this being the football coaches, and Tommy Tuberville with me next from the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
The evolution of Gunner at quarterback for you, what can you say as far as his growth and what you've seen him do over time, how he, I know you talk about this team, you know, getting together, playing together, getting to know each other's strengths. What can you say about Gunner and what he's done?
Yeah, he had been a surprise. We've known that he can throw the football. The thing that I was concerned about is how is he going to take licks, and the kid's gotten beat up pretty good in a couple of games. He's had sore ribs, and last week I only think I played him one drive in the second half. We intentionally tried to get him out as soon as we could. Now, he's probably about 90%, but he needed to stand on the sideline and watch a little bit and watch other quarterbacks play. I think that's important, too, instead of having to play every snap under the gun, knowing that you've got to get the job done to win the game. Now, he's handled the pressure well. I thought last week and last couple of weeks he's held the ball a little longer. He's gone through more reads. I can tell he's got more patience. He's learning his offensive line a little bit better. You've got to have confidence in them, the confidence that they can give you that one extra half second to get the ball to a different player through a different read. And so it's all a progression of growing up for him. Again, he's played 6 games in the last 3 years. And He's been way above my expectations in the first half of the year. If he can continue to improve, you know, with the receivers that he's got, I think it's really he's really going to be something special. But again, he's got to stay healthy. And let me think. He's been sacked maybe four times this year, which is very good. He's been pressured a few more of those. He's taken a few licks. What I like about him, he's running the football, and he puts an extra dimension in the game. Last week, the first play of the game, I think he ran for 15 yards on a call play that was kind of like a quarterback draw. So he's growing up. He's not where he's going to be this time next year, but he's much better, and I've been pleased with his progress.
And then as far as what you take away, obviously, you know, a big victory against SMU, and they haven't won a game this season. What are some of the things you can take away from your defense in a game like that where, you know, offensively you're obviously doing your job and scoring the ball well? What can you take away from the defense in a game against a team that hasn't won a game yet?
Well, you know, SMU's a team that they know what they're doing on offense. They're well-schooled. June Jones did a great job with that program over the last 6-7 years. It's hard to defend. They take what they give you, what you give them. And last year was one of our toughest games defensively. And going into the game, we knew that they'd give us problems. The first drive, we settled down. We grew up a little bit. We were more aggressive. I thought we tackled better. Again, it's not the quarterback that they had last year who's now playing in the NFL. But just looking at our defense, we got stronger as the game went on. And that was a lot different than it was last year. We struggled last year with the same passing game. So, hopefully our guys learn from this. They got a little confidence. We've had our confidence shaken over the last 5 weeks before this, and rightly so. You know, we hadn't tackled many people. We hadn't covered many people, and we've looked confused at times. But it's good to see them have some success and build a little confidence. So see if we can do it 2 weeks in a row.
We now head to Willie Taggart of the South Florida Bulls, USF, better known as. Willie Taggart with me here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app.
Hey, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Mike White to Andre Davis. When you talked about Andre being the real deal, their connection and their relationship on and off the field, what can you say? Because obviously, you know, three touchdowns, especially when you need them late in a game, their relationship and how they've kind of groomed that over time to trust each other.
Well, I think that started in January when we came back and those guys started working together then and spent a lot of time throughout the offseason just working on routes and timing and coming into the season, you know, we expect for some of those things to happen, and unfortunately, Andre got hurt. And you can tell that it was a big loss to our offense, a big loss for Mike. You know, he wasn't necessarily in his comfort zone with some guys, and you watch ever since Andre's been back, Mike's been different, you know, and not just Mike, but our entire offense and our entire football team. You know, I think Andre just brought some excitement to this football team and have a lot of guys fired up about having his playmaking ability, but more importantly, his leadership out there.
When you look at his leadership, what can you say as far as what type of leader he is, being vocal or being more about, you know, I'm going to show you what I'm going to do on the field and I'm going to be quiet to it? How would you define Andre Davis's leadership?
Dre is what you're looking for in a leader. You know, since I've been here now, he's always been the kid that shows you leadership by example, you know, doing things the right way, practicing the way you want to practice. You know, he's always competing. But now being a senior, I feel like he's been a lot more vocal now, you know, and holding teammates accountable and it's been great because guys are listening. And he's a senior, he's a captain, and which his teammates voted him on. And I think because of the things he's done off the field with his teammates, have them all respected him, and of course what he's done on the football field as well.
We'll take a quick step aside here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT free app. Then we'll be right back at it with coaches from Temple, Memphis, and more, all coming up here on Stars and Stripes, dedicated to the American Athletic Conference.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Back here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT app. You can get the app for any Apple product, including your iPods, iPads, and iPhones, by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. If you are going to the Google Play Store, you can simply head there and search Wake Up Call DT. All one word, wake up call, DT, from the Google Play Store. Over 2,000 devices you can download this app onto. So basically, any app that gets onto the internet and has a store for apps, you can go out and get the wake up call DT app and make sure you do so. Over 400 shows now on wake up call DT. They're playing all the time for your enjoyment. Any show you want, anytime you want it, it is yours, free, with the Wake Up Call DT app, so make sure you download it. Matt Rule is up next of the Temple Owls, and he's here with me, courtesy of the American Athletic Conference teleconference.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
You.
Good. I know that you were talking a little bit about the Houston game, only allowing 17 points per game to opponents, and then giving up 31. What was it about Houston and their offense, biggest areas of concern maybe you took away from the Cougars in allowing almost double what you typically allow?
We can't turn the ball over on offense, first of all. You know, one of those was a defensive touchdown for them and a couple short fields. I just think, you know, we have to play better. You know, for us it was an opportunity to play in that environment where there's expectations and, you know, there's something on the line, and Houston's, you know, been through that. They've done that, and it was kind of our guys' first time in a while, and we just didn't play the way we wanted to play. You know, anybody, coaches, everybody. So I think for us, you know, sometimes you get there and you don't succeed, and you turn around, you go back, you fix it, and you come back, and the next time you're there, you hope that you'll play better. And so I think for us, it was just a matter of in all areas, in every area, you know, we just weren't good enough on Friday.
And then as far as P.J. Walker, his completion percentage being under 50% last couple of games, areas of struggle for him, what you've kind of seen, I mean, is it more on the side of him, his receivers maybe not being where they're supposed to be? How do you kind of assess some of the struggles offensively moving the ball as far as passing?
Yeah, we just haven't been very good. We haven't protected the quarterback. You know, he's been hit a bunch, and, P.J. just hasn't made the throws he needs to make, and I anticipate him playing a lot better this week, I think. But I think, you know, again, it's all of us. I mean, guys aren't where they're supposed to be. You know, we're not blocking right now. Just, you know, I think it's something that we just have to keep developing, keep working, and you know, until we kind of get in our rhythm and get in sync. You know, sometimes when we get in rhythm, you know, we go right down the field. But it's just a matter of just, you know, trying to come together as a group, and I think we'll hopefully do that this week.
Up next here on Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and your Wake Up Call DT app is Justin Fuente of the Memphis Tigers. The head coach is with me here of the American Athletic Conference's Memphis team right here on Stars and Stripes.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. You talked a little bit about the bye week there. What were some of those major improvements that you felt like you made? I mean, obviously getting guys healthy is a huge part of it, but as far as maybe some fundamentals or keying in on mistakes being made during the season, what were some of those areas you really felt like good about coming out of the bye week?
Well, we got some great work for some of our younger guys that are playing more and more that we're going to need in this final six-game stretch. You know, guys that that their reps are going to continue to go up, whether it be on special teams or on offense or defense. So I think it was more centered around personal or individual development. We looked at some different stuff, obviously, schematically, but the main thing was trying to get our guys healthy and then trying to get our young guys kind of pushed forward for this last six-week push.
And then as far as the rushing attack, Sam Kraft, rest of the running backs, what can you say about where they're at and where they need to be for you? How would you really define the running game right now for your team?
Well, at times it's been pretty good. At times it's we haven't been able to quite get it going the way I'd like it to. You know, I think we'll continue to shuttle those guys in and out. I mean, I just don't see us becoming a one-guy-in-the-backfield type team. But you know, it's improved from last year. Not where quite where it needs to be. I think we've made some strides up front, and we're getting more talented in the back end, which is helping us. But we've got to find a little bit more consistent level there.
Two coaches left, Central Florida's George O'Leary and Tulane's Curtis Johnson. They're coming up next in our final partnership break we have here to talk with you on the sponsors that help keep it going here for Dansetora Broadcast Media. Beautiful things that they do in the community. Make sure you check them out. You'll get their information. Write it down. You'll be able to sit and listen to it. If you need to play it back to write it down again, be sure to do so. Great partners. I only work with the people that I truly believe you should go see. People that I go to see. Products I use, services I use. I appreciate all the partners that have believed in my dreams, believe in theirs by supporting them in the community as well and everything that they do. They're coming up right now, and then we will finish up the first ever Stars and Stripes dedicated to the American Athletic Conference, and you'll find it only through Dansetora Broadcast Media on wakeupcalldt.com. and the free Wake Up Call DT app.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria, truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Welcome back here to Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT app. Up next, Central Florida, better known as UCF. The Central Florida Knights are with me right now with head coach George O'Leary. George O'Leary, the head coach of Blake Bortles, who got his first victory as a starting quarterback in the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars over the Cleveland Browns in the middle of October 2014. And now George O'Leary here to talk with me, not about Blake, wanted to make a quick note about Blake and his successes, but George O'Leary here to talk to me about the current Central Florida team right now.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dan. Yourself?
Doing very well. Thanks for asking. Just wanted to take a look at, you know, some of those things that you've been able to take away from your quarterback, Justin Hallman, throwing touchdowns late. He did it against Tulane to keep that separation. He did it earlier in the season against BYU. What can you say about what you've been able to see in his progression this year?
Well, he's a work in progress. Each week a different issue pops up. But, you know, I think the biggest issue that we talk about all the time is missed opportunities. And you only get so many in a game. And when you get that opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And we've fallen short at times regarding that in the run game and the pass game. And the pass game falls directly back on him. And, you know, there's a lot of young mistakes, and he's working at it, and he's getting better. But it's very frustrating as far as to see opportunities out there and not take advantage of them. And again, you know, I think eventually it's going to catch up with you if we continue that trend. But overall, I think he's getting better each game in certain aspects of the game. But, it, you know, nowhere close where he's the finished product yet. There's so much learning going on each game, each experience. But he's a guy that works that hard, and I'm pleased from that standpoint. We just got to basically understand the situations in game, down distance, and stuff like that. That, you know, takes experience, but, you know, sometimes you got to understand you don't need 40 yards, you need 6 for a first down, and take what's available defensively. So those are things we're working with him on, and each week he's getting a little better, probably not as quick as I'd like, but he is getting better.
And then as far as your defense, like you said, when the offense isn't taking all those opportunities that are there that present themselves, they can catch up with you. What can you say about some of your defensive players that have stood forward as leaders, so to speak, that have been able to make up for maybe some of those missed opportunities on offense?
Well, you know, like this past week, we had a punt, dropped a punt snap and a fumble on the 8-yard line, and offense deflected interception on the 24, and then the 25 had a fumble, and the defense, you know, came out and only gave up 6 points that whole time. So, you know, I think that they're out there playing hard with great effort. I think Clayton Gathers, I think is really the guy. Thomas Niles, and then Terrence Plummer. I think that they understand what has to get done, and, you know, I don't believe in sudden change. I think you play defense the same way all the time, and they understand that, and they're out there to make plays, and they enjoy the game. They have a passion. They enjoy the game. They enjoy playing, and they play well together. Obviously, the second half of Tulane, I thought we missed way too many tackles, and, you know, you can credit the running backs for Tulane. I thought they did a nice job of jump-stepping and doing some things that caused those, but overall, I'm pleased defensively. We've had our moments in the games, but I think overall they're playing pretty consistently, you know, each quarter and each down.
Completing the first ever Stars and Stripes inaugural show here on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT app is Curtis Johnson of the Tulane Green Wave. Curtis Johnson here with me right now, courtesy of the American Athletic Conference teleconference audio.
Hi, Coach. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How you doing?
Doing well. Just, you know, going into your team, obviously the statement that was just made previously by Central Florida, head coach George O'Leary talked about your running backs and how impressed he was with them, despite the fact that Tulane was unable to get that victory. What can you say about your running backs and how you've seen the rushing attack progress for you over the season?
You know what, that's the one thing I'm most proud of. You know, I think our running backs are very, very good players. We got two different distinct, the main two guys are distinct running style. One guy reminds me, I would say, of a Jim Brown. He's old school guy. He runs over guys. He's very powerful. And the other guy is very, very fast guy. I call him the Babe Ruth, the home run hitter, Sherman Beatty, and the power guys, LeCedric. Those are the two main two guys. We also have Dante Butler and Dontrell Hilliard that also runs. I think the running game is doing a magnificent job. You know, we're blocking it. We're really moving teams off the ball. You know, we've rushed for more yards, and we're averaging more yards than we ever have since I've been here. And I think all those guys in the running game are really doing a really good job.
As far as what that rushing attack has been able to do for you, like you said, it's the thing that you're most proud of. How do you maybe utilize that to build up some of the other pieces of the offense? What have you kind of done to take that rushing group and say, okay, this is what I want, this is what we need to see, and building up some of the things in the passing game and even outside of that?
Yeah, you know what, we have a young quarterback as a starter. He was out for our last couple weeks, and we want to run it and you know, throw play action where the looks for him and whoever's playing, because we played three different quarterbacks due to injury. You know, we just want the looks to be clean for those guys. We try not to make those guys do too much as the young quarterback, Tanner Lee, learns the offense, learns what to do. And I think he's doing a very, very good job doing those things. You know, these last couple weeks, Nick Montana and Devin Powell's taking the majority of the reps. And, you know, those guys, they hadn't had enough reps throughout the whole season. So, you know, we didn't want to put the burden on those guys to win the game. We want to rush the ball and run the ball like we did. We just got to, you know, get in the end zone a little bit more.
That does it here for Stars and Stripes, the first ever. I'm so happy that you tuned in. Happy for everyone that is a fan of the American Athletic Conference. As I said before, America didn't exist at one point in the history of mankind, and people believed in creating something that wasn't there before. The American Athletic Conference, same thing. It didn't exist in the past. Somebody believed in it. Mike Oresko, the commissioner who was formerly with the Big East, and the rest of the team believed that the American Athletic Conference should exist, should be real, should have an opportunity, and they continue to fight to bring it even farther and farther, not only into the eyes of the people, but to go farther and farther in the right direction to show that they truly are something special. America started on the dreams of a bunch of people that came together and believed in something as one. The American Athletic Conference is the same. Very happy to be covering the American Athletic Conference. I thank God for that every day. And I thank God for the stars and stripes that remind me of my freedom. This is Stars and Stripes on WakeUpCallDT.com and the Wake Up Call DT app that you can download for all Apple products by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That's WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile to download it for Apple products, iPads, iPods, and iPhones. And for everyone using the Google Play Store, you could simply just go to the search bar and type in Wake Up Call DT. That's Wake Up Call, D as in Dan, T as in Thomas. That's all you have to do to download the free app. Thank you to everyone who has the free app. So useful. It's right there in your pocket, available whenever you want it. So Wake Up Call DT app, make sure you go out and get it. And, of course, WakeUpCallDT.com, the hub of everything, not just shows, but pictures, videos, written stories. Membership is free. All you have to do is sign up for your press pass on the homepage. So click on press pass right at the top of the page, and that will give you full access to WakeUpCallDT.com. You don't want to miss out on that. You don't want to be someone where somebody comes up to you and says, hey, did you hear about this? No. Why not? Because I didn't check it. How did you not check it? Well, I'm not a member of WakeUpCallDT.com. It's free. Don't waste any more time on that. Plenty of people have joined. Be the next person to do so. You get messages for being a part of it. I let you know what's going on. Try to get out to you when we're doing live events for the community so that you know about it ahead of time. So definitely become a part of it. It'll keep you connected even more so than ever before to my work. So I thank everybody that has, and I implore you to do so. WakeUpCallDT.com, free press pass membership. Make sure you do that. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. This is Stars and Stripes, and this truly is a blessing. American Athletic Conference, the future of football. With all of these coaches, all of these teams, wherever we go from here, we're going together. Stars and Stripes is now a part of the Dansetora Broadcast Media family, and so are you for tuning in. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.